Kurz Chav Gimel sind vor Ort, Kishi Yashu Shri Yassir, Vez Shvila Yerimar, Kanku Nashem Sposa Tiftach, and before the Chazin Tassu Shmur Esri, Shri Tzeh Hashem Sposa Tiftach, and the Ramah says, Aval Eina Yom Besoif, Vez Shvila Yiru Ratzin. Why isn't it said Yiru Ratzin at the end of Shmur Esri? Because he relies on that it's Gabbos Sloysen that he says in the Kaddish, which also means that his tefillah should be accepted, similar to Yiru Ratzin. The Shabbat brings the Shulah that he should say, Yiratzen. Yeah, so nice that Rechazin does say, Shem shall say Tiftach, and he also says Yiratzen, but he doesn't have to say them out loud. The Shabbat and Kushir Aleph said that he said Hashem shall say to himself, not out loud. Dali Tzif Aleph. Acher Shesimu Atzivu Tfilosan Yarsel Shliach Tzivu Atzvile. This is what we call Chazaras HaShatz. After the Tzibur finished the private davening, the Shliach Tzibur says over Shmoneh Esrei, the initial idea behind it is for those of people who don't know how to daven themselves, they have Shev Kavona to make to them. Somebody wants to be Yosef Shliach Tzivah's Tzivah, so he has to pay attention to the entire Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end without talking or any other mistaking. Yishevru says that the person has a suffix if he was Yosef, his Tzivah, and Shachos and Shabbos and Musaf, so he can't make a Tzivah in the Dov on Shabbos, but he has a Zaytzeh to listen to. So he even said the Eitzah of listening to the Shliach Tzibah for some reason. He says he has an Eitzah to be the Shliach Tzibah. And the Shliach Tzibah, then that will be a second. That will be a shmona he can have in mind that he wants it to work for himself if he needs it. The question is, why doesn't he have the Eitzah of listening to the Shliach Tzibah? So it seems to be that the takona of being Yitzhak Shliach Tzibah was only nitkan for a person who does not know how to daven. But a person who knows how to daven, they do not make the takona of Chazaras HaShatz, because basically, under normal conditions, a person should daven for himself, not have somebody else who invites him. Yeah. And the Enish Shmoneh Esrei, the one who is being Yitzhak Shliach Tzibah, Paseh Shalosh Psiyas Lachar, Kodesh Nispal Atzmai, also he takes the 3 steps back, like he would at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah. Like we said before, this Chazaras HaShatz only helps for a person who doesn't know how to daven himself. If he knows how to daven himself, the Chazaras HaShatz doesn't help. Shabru brings from Magen Avraham that in order for a non-Boki to be Yotze, he has to understand Hebrew. Because if so, it won't help. But if a person davens himself in Lashon HaKodesh, even though he does not understand what he's saying, he's still Yotze. So it comes out that this whole takona of Chazaras HaShatz of people who know Hebrew, but they don't know how to daven themselves. Yeah. There are opinions that say that he's Yotzeh if he doesn't understand. But the Mishnah Berurah says him, like the opinions that he has to understand Hebrew in order to be Yotzeh of the Shliach Tzibah. Siv Bei, Shliach Tzibah, Shalich Nasa, Beis HaKnesses, and also Tzibah, Shispalu, the Lachas. Lachash. The Chazan came in, and the Tzibah already finished their silent Shmoneh Esrei. Utzach Lamed, Lefnei HaTev, and Alta. He has to be the waiting for him to be the Chazan. Even though normally a Shliach Tzibah has its private tefillah and then afterwards it says to the public, but here they came late, they didn't have time, he's not mechuyev to say a double Shmoneh Esrei, he just says Shmoneh Esrei for the Tzibah, and it works for himself also. We don't say just for other people. It's also for other people. It can also work for himself. If he needed a tefillah tashlumen, he can also use the Chazaras HaShatz as a tefillah tashlumen also. Yeah. Also, if a person already davened his private Shmoneh Esrei and then they need him for to be Shliach Tzibah and some other meaning, also he does not say double Shmoneh Esrei, he just says the second one. The Ramos says, V'chein, imu v'shas ha-tchak, v'gon sh'yor sh'yav z'man tefillah, to extenuating circumstances. For example, if they daven 2 Shmoneh Esrei, by the time he gets to the second Shmoneh Esrei, it will be after the z'man of tefillah, then Yochel is bowed the kol ram, he can start off the Shmoneh Esrei out loud. In other words, not make a double Shmoneh Esrei. He starts the Shmoneh Esrei at light. At night, at tzibur, mispalim imo imilu b'milu b'lachash b'achal kel kodesh. It's a minhag that is not done today. Today, generally, the way you do is either regular Chazaras HaShatz or the Chazan starts by himself, and then after kedusha, everybody starts after him. But that minhag is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam brings this minhag of everybody starting together And this is only b'shas hadchak. Of course, the ikur takona is to have a double shmoneser. This applies also even if it's not before chatzos. If it's before the service man tefillah, also this etzim should be done. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the source of this meaning that people do today. He says shas hadchak is everybody starts together. If it's less than shas hadchak, but you don't have enough time to say the entire chazaras shas, then the chasm starts, and after he finishes the Kehel HaKadosh, then everybody starts the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Now, it's going to come out that Bohan is going to 10 people. So, if you're doing this, Shas starts earlier, and he's one person, and then you have another 9. So, you have to have 10 people starting together. Nice, that is acceptable to do in such a fashion. Of course, this all have a Sheikh, this is the Tzivah of the Shil Tzivah. Consider to feel the Siva. The Ramos of the Tov Shia Echel Echel Parchel Shia Yana Omen Acha Shia Siva. If it's not such a rush, then it's good to leave one person to answer Omen. In other words, according to his meaning of B'Shas HaTchak having everybody starting together, they're not going to be able to answer Omen and the brachas of Shliach Tzibur. So if you have one person delay his tzibur to the answer Omen, then they should do that. But if you don't have time to do that, then you suffice without answering Omen. Or have a child to answer Omen, or somebody who already died to answer Omen. Okay.